Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ramco Cements Q1 FY23 conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit from Batlivala & Karani Securities. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. On behalf of BNK Securities, we welcome you all to the 1Q FY23 earnings conference call with the management of the Ramco Cements. We have with us from the management Mr. P. R. V. Raja, MD, Mr. A. V. Ramakrishnan, CEO, and Mr. S. Vaidyanathan, CFO. I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the earnings call. We would start the call with opening remarks from the management, which will be followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. This is Venkatrama Raja, the Managing Director, talking. And I warmly welcome all of you to our earnings call for the quarter one FY23. And I hope all of you have already seen the results which we published in the afternoon. During the current year, quarter one, the sale of cement was 3.31 million tons compared to 2.14 million tons in the corresponding period of the previous year, with a growth of 55%. The share of premium products have improved to 24% in this quarter from 19% in the previous quarter. The utilization rate for the current year in quarter one is 68% against 44% in the previous quarter one. The trial production from the clinkering plant in our Kurnool project is successful and is running well. With this, the overall clinkering capacity of our company has gone up to 13.65 metric tons per annum. Million tons per annum. Cement prices have been volatile throughout the quarter. And during the current quarter, current year quarter one, the company has generated wind power of 7.71 crore units as against 7.01 crore units in the previous year's quarter one, with an increase of 10%. The EBITDA for current year quarter one is 308 crores against 370 crores in the previous year quarter one, with a decrease of 17%. EBITDA margin for the current quarter stood at 17% as against 30% in the previous year's quarter one. The blended EBITDA per ton for the current year quarter one is 929 rupees. As you all know, the fuel prices have tripled in the last 18 months. Particularly from quarter three of previous year onwards, the fuel prices started moving up to unprecedented level. During the previous year quarter three, our EBITDA was 790 rupees per ton, and in quarter four we pushed it to 956 rupees per ton, and we've been trying to maintain that for this current quarter too. The main reason for drop in the profitability for the current quarter Q1 is due to the increase in pressure on the prices of cement, an increase of pet coke and coal prices. In addition, diesel prices have also increased by about 11% during the current quarter, which led to an overall cost increase in both inbound and outbound logistics. The operations of a 27 megawatt waste heat recovery plant in Ajayantipuram plant has helped offset the power cost to some extent. The cement grinding facility and the 6 megawatt of waste heat recovery plant in a Kurnool plant are expected to be commissioned during the month of August 2022. The balance 6.15 megawatt of waste heat recovery will be commissioned in March 2023. During the year, the company has incurred a capital expenditure of 482 crores, and the company's net debt stood at 4,100 148 crores, of which the working capital was 800 and odd crores, and the long-term debt stood at 3,400 crores. The average cost of interest-bearing borrowings for the current years increased to 5.68% from 5.50% in the corresponding previous period. So with this brief summary, I will leave it to you for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you.
Hello.
We take the first question from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
First question was on the fuel cost. While we know that the industry is struggling with the rise in the power cost, but you seem to have managed it better in the particularly in the current quarter. So just wanted to understand what kind of further increase do you anticipate in the second quarter, and what would be your fuel cost in the rupees per kcal in the quarter?
See, the second quarter, my fuel price will go by another 5 to 6%. The month of July and August. From September onwards, they will taper down again. As of current indications.
Okay. So essentially, we are saying that there will be a marginal increase in Q2 only.
Either marginal increase or it may be remain same.
Okay. And could you help us understand your fuel mix in this quarter?
The fuel mix is almost same. We have not changed anything. The fuel mix is almost same.
Mainly petcoke
and coal.
Yeah. So coal, I see, was 30% in the quarter. Was this all imported coal or?
All imported coal. We don't have any linkage, and that's all imported coal. We have very, very minimal monthly, some 3,000, 4,000 ton local coal.
Sure. And what would be the rupees per kcal cost for you? Do you have that number handy?
It will be around 2 rupees, 70 paise, 2, 3 rupees ranges. Between petcoke as well as imported coal, between 2 rupees 50 paise to 2 rupees 90 paise.
Okay, got it. And lastly, on the
coal is mainly for TPP.
Yeah.
And we use some coal in our Gandhivaram plant, but Tamil Nadu plants are 100% on petcoke.
Okay, got it.
Tamil Nadu plant TPP is also on coal.
Sure, understood. And just on the pricing side, so when do you expect the pricing to really recover? We've seen the industry attempt a hike every month, but it's being rolled back actually. So what exactly is the problem that despite a strong demand, cost inflation, we're still not seeing any increase in prices?
You know the problem better than us, yeah.
No, I thought that...
I need not explain. Definitely you people know better than us, because you people attend many of the conference calls, you deal with many management. We are all far in the well.
The basic point is, intense competition from a few players.
Okay. Sure. So we should not expect the situation to change much in the near term then?
No, don't be negative also.
It could change because everybody is suffering from high costs. So, realization...
See, don't be too optimistic, don't be too pessimistic.
Sure, certainly. And in the last call, you had mentioned that you had started supplying in East from February. I think in Jan, you had not supplied. So in this quarter, you supplied through the quarter?
Yeah. We have grown very well in the East. In fact, our main growth has come from the East.
Okay. So would you be able to provide a breakup in terms of volumes, what percentage would be East this quarter?
East would be around 30, around 30%.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Indrajit Agarwal from CLSA. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Couple of questions. First, you mentioned East is 30%. So this number was around 15% in 4Q. Is that correct?
Yeah. No. The fourth quarter also it is around 18 to 20%. It never been 15%. First quarter.
Okay. And what?
Yeah. It will be close. Always close to about 20. Around 20. This quarter we've grown well in East.
Okay. Okay. This is helpful. Sir, what will be your capex guidance for the full year?
The capex for the full year will be
850 crores.
850 crores. Okay.
Including a maintenance capex, 120 crores.
Yes. And lastly, you mentioned that pricing competition is high. So what would be the current prices versus last quarter averages? Say versus June quarter average, how are the prices? How lower?
It's like your Sensex, every day it goes up by 4%, comes down by 4%, goes up, comes down. So if you ask me the exact prices, then you will be surprised how it can vary so much.
All right. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Harsh Bohra from VT Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Sir, just wanted to check, what is the inventory days we are carrying for Skol and Petco?
Sorry, I'm not able to hear you properly.
Can you repeat the question, sir?
Hello?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, sir, I just wanted to check, like, what are the days of inventory we are carrying now for Skol and Petco?
Around 4 months.
Okay, so last quarter it was around 5 months?
Oh, including in transit and billing.
Okay.
Including in transit.
Okay, got it, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, first on the volume front, so definitely we have done a strong growth in this quarter. So how are even the July has the growth continued significantly, because last time we guided 12 to 15% volume growth in FY23. So will it be achieving that upper end of the target 15%?
We will achieve that.
Okay. Sir, second thing, just wanted to understand, this quarter the net debt has increased close to 400 odd crores, and we were guiding that we will reduce the net debt by 500 odd crore, including working capital of 200 crore. So in this year, FY23, so do you think this is still possible or?
Yeah, still possible, because definitely there will be some reduction in the working capital also. Working capital will never carry such level. So that is one. Number two, we are expecting some payment from the two departments, government department and one subsidy in another month or two. That should be around 100 plus crores. We are confident. Whatever we have committed, definitely we will do that.
Okay. And secondly, you have already mentioned that in the second quarter we expect a kind of a flattish power and fuel cost. But just wanted to further understand, in last call we said that our consumption cost was $190 and we did a call around end of May, and at that time our cost was around 225, and this quarter average comes at around 170 odd. So what has helped us to reduce the average cost in the last month of June?
Because of our purchasing efficiency, we are able to buy at good prices.
Okay. And sir, what is the trade mix for this quarter?
Trade mix is around 80-20.
Okay, so It has increased significantly last
70-30.
Sorry, 70-30.
Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of the premium, sir, that 24%, and last time we guided that we will try to increase to 30% in this year. So that remains as it is.
Yeah, definitely, because 5% already we increased.
Yeah.
From 19 we gone to 24%.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely we are confident to get that magic number.
Okay. And lastly, sir, the new Karnataka 1 MTPA grinding unit, last time we said that work can start in 6 months, so and the capex was 300-350 odd crore. Any change in that when now? So by next quarter end, so October, November, we will start working on that?
No, the problem is in Karnataka, I never expected the procedure is so lengthy. It is not as simple as in Andhra, Tamil Nadu, or Odisha. So exact timing, see, we are on the track, but exact timing, I'll let you know.
Because of land purchasing.
Because the procedure of the government that you have to register with the industry department, then they have to approve, then only you can buy the land. See, little lengthy procedure for putting up, for buying the land in Karnataka.
Okay, so, but we are targeting that the 1 MTPA grinding to start by FY24, so if we are already getting delayed, so...
Because of getting delayed, what we have done, you know, we have Mathod plant that we shut down 2-3 years back. Now the cement grinding we started from there. Already we started the cement grinding by transferring clinker from Kurnool to my Mathod plant in Karnataka. Already we have done that. So that will have the capacity, today that will have the cement capacity of around 2.5 lakh tons. Further, we want to have, then we have also one raw mill. That also will convert it into cement mill. The work is going on. Okay, to that extent, even there is some delay in that grinding unit to come, but our Karnataka capacity will go up because of Mathod unit. Kurnool grinding plant also will be commissioned another 3-4 days time.
Okay. So the capex you already mentioned 850 odd crore this year. So next year the similar run rate would be there in terms of the capex.
Next year it would be around 550 to 600 crores. Next 2 years 550 to 600 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Two questions. First, on the Tamil Nadu auctions, it's been a while. There's been no update from the government. Any timeline on when can we expect an announcement on that front? And tied to that would be UltraTech has also announced some expansions in Tamil Nadu. Do you see competitive intensity in Tamil Nadu increasing in future, or you expect more or less status going on that? That's the first question.
So timeline I can't guarantee because it's government has to decide. Number two, the competitors will be everywhere. The way Tamil Nadu particularly, competitors there everywhere. It all depends upon people's interest.
Okay. Secondly, sir, on the power, on wind power, are you mentioning even the company would be able to use more captive wind power? Is it something to do with the interstate transmission charges which have been waived? Was there anything else going on? And what kind of savings can we expect on that front going forward?
So two things. We had installed the wind power of 175 megawatt only for captive. I'm telling you, in 2010 itself, we completed our investment in captive wind power in 2010 itself. Afterwards, in 2013, there was a severe power cut in Tamil Nadu almost for 6-7 years. The power cut is such a way that morning peak hours, evening peak hours, we can't draw any power from the grid. Cement being continuous process, we can't, 6-7 hours, we can't stop our kiln, so we have to run our dig set, which was very costly. That is why we have put up thermal plant everywhere. So the entire wind power has become surplus, so we are selling to the grid. unfortunately, the payment from the grid is very much delayed. And because of this power, coal cost also going up, we thought from the sale to the board, we converted into captive consumption. Two things, one cost angle, another angle to also to comply with the ESG standards. Because now you people are very much attracted by ESG standards. So being green power, our percentage of green power will go up.
It will be totally 175 megawatts, which will translate to natural usage about
around 35 to 40 megawatts.
40 megawatts.
Any saving that you could outline based on?
If you take today, costs around 7 rupees, whereas I am getting 3 rupees from the electricity board, so straight away the 4 rupees extra saving I will get. But if you see, if I don't consider Tamil Nadu as this one, my cost of generation for wind power is going to be less than 1 rupee against 7 rupees of cost of generating power from the thermal plant. That will be good saving. If you see the incremental cash flow, you can take 4 rupees a unit. If you take real saving, then 6 rupees is a unit.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Rahul Jain from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Premium. Can you give some timeline as to when are we looking to commission that and what is the facility around that that you are going to build?
Which one?
Karnataka, I think we've got some mine which is at 25% premium.
Yeah.
So what is the facility around that and what is the timeline you have built to commission clinker unit and things like that?
We have initiated land purchase. Already we surveyed the land and we formed a team to buy the land. So again, these things will take some time. And exact timeline I don't have, except I have to meet the statutory timelines. We'll be working towards that. And the facilities, we'll be starting with either 7,500 tons clean or 10,000 tons clean maximum. Minimum will be 7,500 tons clean.
Right. So, what about any grinding unit around that unit or just...
We'll have a grinding unit to the full capacity, we'll have a grinding unit also.
Right.
Not only Kalin, we'll put up grinding cement grinding plant also there.
Right. And so also I see that our NSR is actually a bit weakish compared to your, competitors which have reported. So are we taking a sort of a setback on pricing to push more volumes? Because volumes you've done really, outstanding. So I'm just wondering what is the strategy going forward because we are also wanting to increase our utilization rates and things like that.
Okay. Coming quarters, we will bounce back. Maybe don't take one or two quarters. And don't suggest coming quarters it will bounce back.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Keshav from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Keshav, your line is in talk mode, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, so from?
HDFC Securities, sir.
HDFC,
okay. Mr. Keshav, sir, I think we've lost the line for Mr. Keshav. I'm promoting the next questionnaire. That is Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was pertaining to, you have indicated in the press release on page 3.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Sir, your voice is very low. Could you just speak a little louder?
Yeah, hi. So thanks for the opportunity. So my question was pertaining to the plans what we have detailed on page number 3 pertaining to dry mix products, wherein we have also indicated waterproofing, repair products, flooring screeds. Sir, possible to give some indication on the capacity, incremental capex, and the kind of contribution that it can have on both P&L as well as balance sheet. Thank you so much.
Incremental capex already incurred. Two plants already we completed. Only thing, the final stages of completion. So the capex one already has been incurred in two plants. For other two plants, we defer for the next 6 months. We defer the capex expenditure to conserve the cash. So the turnover from each plant, this one will be around 80 to 100 crores.
Okay. Sir, what will be the cumulative revenues from this Triumix products plus?
8,200 crores per plant. Per plant. For 200 crores. At full capacity.
Okay. Sir, how many plants in all will we have? I think it's two units.
No, today we have only one plant. That is in Chennai. That is smaller plant.
Correct.
And our Aranagar plant and our Aranagar plant is ready. Jhelum plant is also ready. Jayendrapuram and Orissa will be doing after 6 months.
Okay. That's
after 6 months or 9 months, depending upon our... because you people don't want our borrowing also to go up. So we are very careful about the expenses also. The capacity is 30 tons per hour.
Okay. This is quite useful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead, sir.
Your CAPEX. On the Kurnool project, our annual report, in our management commentary, we have said that due to delay in working by our contractor, the project was delayed, and we are optimistic of achieving commercialization of this plant by in 23. Why does it say that, like, we are like not close to commercialization while we are talking about trial production completion in the results?
No. What we told very clearly, see, the cement mill will be commissioned now. See, already we commissioned the clinker plant. The trial production is also over. Almost we touched 100% capacity also. Number one. Number two, the cement will be commissioned by first week of now August. Only the waste heat recovery, one phase will be over now. Second phase will be completed by March 23. Very thing we have mentioned.
So commercial production of both clinker and grinding is expected?
Maybe August, September. August definitely will be August. September, you can take it September.
And this is a question which was asked earlier.
We are not told. Nowhere we are told the fourth quarter of 23. Nowhere we are mentioned.
Sure, okay. I'll recheck on the...
Yeah, please recheck on the team.
On petcoke CIF prices, it's mentioned in the presentation, it's at around $240. What would be the current CIF prices for petcoke?
It is coming down now around 210, and the indications are it will come down further also. Even we got offer for 185 also. It's not very finite because we have some stock, so it is coming down.
So that should start reflecting from third quarter, or you said
September? Yeah, you are right, because already we have inventory for 2-3 months. So even if I order today, it is going to land at our factory after 2-3 months. You are right, third quarter only to be reflected.
Sure. Thank you, sir. These are my questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a few questions. First, on the fuel cost. Versus Q4 presentation, your per ton fuel cost, consumption cost, or blended cost of fuel has come down from 199 to 178. Is it correct?
Sorry, we are not. It's not audible. Can you repeat?
In Q4 presentation, you have mentioned your blended fuel cost per ton of $198. And in this Q1, it has come down to $178.
Yeah.
Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, your understanding is right.
But what has led to this sharp decline, sir? Because for most of the other parts...
Coal, we are able to get it much cheaper rate.
Okay.
Again, coal depends upon different varieties of coal. We are able to buy certain low... calorific really coal at much cheaper rates.
Okay. So on a per kilocal also, what would be this change, sir, versus Q4 and into Q1?
It is cheaper.
Sorry?
No, that is why I told you, in the beginning itself, I told you it is between 2.50 rupees to 2.90 rupees. Depends on, because we import different types of coal. We import from Russia, we import from Indonesia. Indonesia itself, we import from 3-4 types of coal, depending upon price, depending upon calorific value, depending upon availability at that time to use in coal, to use in our thermal plant or use in process. So the normally the cost is between 2.50 rupees to 2.90 rupees for the coal as well as pet coke.
No, why I'm looking at the blended on a per kilocal, because that is the actual
pricing and telling. Between 2.50 rupees to 2.90 rupees depending upon
per calorie,
depending upon type of coal I am using at that point of time.
So that increased for you quarter on quarter versus Q4, or was it a actual decline on a per kilocal also?
Per kilocal, it is almost constant compared to fourth quarter.
Okay. And sir, just for this thermal power plant which you mentioned, you are using Indonesian coal and all, where prices have shot up from 1 rupee to, 2 rupees and north of 2 rupees. So, what would be your average cost of generation for thermal power, electricity?
It is around 7 rupees.
Okay. So, despite such sharp increase, almost more than doubling of it, just at 7 rupees only?
Yeah.
Okay. And second question is on the CapEx program.
Before increase, it's only 3.50 rupees, now 7 rupees.
Okay, understood, sir. And sir, for this Kurnool, you are also adding a thermal power plant, right?
Yeah.
That will be commissioned this year itself?
Yeah, by March 23 it will be commissioned.
Okay. And total CapEx, you mentioned 850 crore for this financial year. So would that assume that all your CapEx will be
including Kurnool plant, Aranagar plant, and whatever if I spend something for our grinding unit in Karnataka, everything together.
850 crore, out of which 480 crore you have already incurred in Q1.
Yeah.
Okay, and lastly on the dry mix, capex cost has gone up from 45 crore to 70 crore. Is that reading right?
Yeah, you are right. Because because number of products, now we see a lot of opportunity for increased number of products.
Mm-hmm.
The products, previously we thought we'll produce four or five types of products. Now we are thought we can produce almost 15 types of products.
Okay, and what is the revenue potential and margin, sir, from these products for this dry mix?
See, the revenue potential is 80 to 100 crores.
Per plant.
Per plant.
Okay.
And the margin will be somewhere between 20 to 30%.
20 to 30% EBITDA margin.
Yeah.
Okay. Super. Great, sir. Thank you. I'll come back and see.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Sumangal Nevatia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
In the sector that we are evaluating, and also the other way around, in case a large buyer is willing to give us an attractive price to acquire our company, are we open to evaluate such opportunities?
Not an appropriate question now, right?
Yeah, that is not the right question you are putting to us. We are hurt by this question.
Sorry?
We are very much hurt by this question.
No, sir. I mean, the first part of the question is with respect to our growth ambition.
From 12 million to 20 million, we have grown, na?
Yeah, I mean, in future, are we also evaluating, are there any existing M&A inorganic opportunities in the sector?
Yeah, that we will evaluate.
That we will evaluate.
Okay, but on the second part, we are not open to such discussion.
Yeah, hurt. Don't repeat that question again.
Okay, got it. Sorry for this then. Thank you.
Because we are in the business for the last 70 years, such questions you can't put here a group where the group is in the business for more than 70 years.
Yeah, understand.
And on the EBITDA level, we are making the highest, and the efficiency level, we are the benchmark for the industry.
Certainly. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Keshav from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, please, Keshav.
Hello. Yeah, am I good now?
Yeah, you are audible, Keshav.
I just want to know what sort of, you know, net debt to EBITDA you guys are comfortable with.
See, normally our this one is to maintain 2.
Okay. Understood. And what was the lead distance for this quarter?
Around the 301.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. So, just on the CapEx side again, so, like, is it fair to say that the peak CapEx is now over for us, given that the second half, like, rest of 9 months, we are guiding only 370 crores and then 500 or 550 crores? So, and of that balance, 370, actually, you're saying that 150 odd is anyway maintained, so growth CapEx left is only 200 crores for rest of this year?
No, rest of totally it will be around 850 crores. Out of that, we have spent 482 crores. So another 400 crores is there now.
No, four. Yeah, but of which maintenance is also there, no? So-
Including that only I'm telling you. Even 482 crores, including maintenance CapEx. That also includes maintenance CapEx.
Of the rest, rest of that is 120 is maintenance CapEx.
Yeah, yeah. So broadly, 300 odd crores of growth CapEx for-
Yeah, because almost completed. Projects are completed now. See, in fact, in my Kurnool is also completed. Just we are waiting for the waste heat recovery also to complete it, so that we can save the cost. See, otherwise, with such real cost, it may not be economical to-
Run it.
To run it now.
Okay, okay. Sure. And-
That is why we are delaying. Apart from the contractor delay, we are also delaying our commissioning by one or two months, so that our duplicate charges will be ready along with the project, along with the commissioning of the clinker and cement mill.
Right, got it. And, like, how much is the debt repayment plan then, given that now the CapEx will not be much, like,
Another 500 crores we have given up, that, that we are maintaining.
Okay, okay. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Parthiv Shah from Trakum Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
The groups like Shree, Dalmia, Adani Group, UltraTech, all of them have visibility up to, say, 2025 to 2030, as to where these companies will be positioned themselves in terms of the size and the capacity. Even, I would say, the smaller players like Orient Cement or Birla Corp, they're talking about, say, Birla Corp is saying being 30 million tons by, say, 2027, or for that matter, even if it is delayed by 2030. Sir, where are we positioned? Because all these companies historically used to be these 15 million ton companies, and now they're aspiring to touch 40, 50. We have done CapEx, which is very good. We'll be touching 20 million tons, currently at 68% capacity utilization. But where do we see ourselves as a group 5 years, 7 years down the line? Because this industry is becoming so huge, and we are relatively, as compared to other players, shrinking in size in terms of capacity.
How would you say we are shrinking in size?
So, in the sense that when other groups who are at 15, 20 million tons, they are going to reach 40 million tons in the next 5 years.
Do you mean to... No, yeah. See the turnover and let me know where we are. See, others can say in paper so many, this one. See the turnover and see where we are, and always we are number 5.
Okay. So-
Not today, 1982, we are number 5. Even today, we're number 5. We're not shrinking.
Okay. So is it safe to assume, sir, going ahead, we'll be betting more on increasing our capacity utilization and trying to sweat our assets and becoming more efficient that way?
Karnataka.
See, that is why. See, we have our own plans. There are two things. If I have our own plans, then you'll be asking, then whether we, then we will, leverage will be very high. If I don't announce the plan, then you see we are very conservative. Don't worry, we will grow our own way, and we will improve our position. We will not, compared to industry, we'll also, our growth will also be good.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much.
Our capacity is still much better than others.
True, sir. True. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Nishant Bagrecha from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Two questions. So firstly, on apart from this grinding unit of 1 million ton in Karnataka, so last quarter we have highlighted that one more grinding unit will be planned in Maharashtra, but again the location has not been finalized. So is it finalized or you are, so have your color on that?
No, Maharashtra location is not finalized yet, sir. See, now that we won that mining lease in Karnataka, we are having second thoughts whether to put up grinding unit in Maharashtra, or we, because that from that location itself we can sell the Maharashtra better.
Okay.
So that is why we have second thoughts to go for grinding unit at Maharashtra.
Okay. Helpful, sir. And my second question is on pricing again. So as we do not have much visibility about the how the price is going to be behaving in the coming months, or let's say now the monsoon is there, so again, but looking at today, if you were to do a match, how much price increase you require just to cover up the cost inflation going ahead, let's say for the next one quarter?
We only to cover up the cost increase, 10-15 rupees price increase enough, only to cover up the cost increase, but EBITDA has to improve, na? EBITDA is one of the lowest.
Exactly.
So, but we have to improve our EBITDA. See, for that, another 50-60 rupees price go up. See, also the cost will also come down. See, this is a very dynamic situation. See, the cost also, the pet coke which gone up to $260-$270 also coming down to $180. So the price is very dynamic.
Approximately about 30-35 rupees at least should go up.
Okay, 30-35 rupees.
And that will improve a bit.
Okay.
Also.
Helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Sanjay Nandi from Ratana Bali Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. Sir, can you just guide us on the pet coke visibility, like what kind of inventory we are holding as on the exit of Q1? And what will be the impact like in the next quarter? What kind of incremental thing we can expect in the coming quarters?
So inventory level you are asking? Or price, weighted average price you are asking?
Sir, inventory level of pet coke, sir.
Inventory level of pet coke, I told you at any point of time we have 4 months in transit as well as in stock at factory. It will be around 4 months. Both pet coke and coal together.
Okay. So, sir, in coming quarter, the pet coke, like the coal power and fuel cost per ton, we can expect on a flat note, right?
Maybe. See, in fact, July, August, it will go up little, but September, it will come down.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Wish you all the very best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll take the next question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Sir, just wanted to clarify, wind farm 126 megawatt are we currently using for ourselves, and the subsidiary wind farm of 39.8, that is a 40 megawatt. So that we are selling to the grid, or we are planning to use entirely for our consumption?
See, the subsidiary group, whatever we are having, that is used by our group companies. That are old equip, old machines. Instead of selling to the grid, because the grid makes payment after 1 year or 2 years, that is why at the time we formed subsidiary. We transferred all the very old equipments, so that at least we get the payment. We are getting the same price as what we are selling to the grid, but we are getting the payment immediately. That will continue. Remaining that 138 megawatt, what we are selling to the grid, we are converting into a captive. Almost 70% already we converted, another 30% will be converting now.
Okay. So this quarter, out of 126, roughly around 70% we have used for ourselves, and maybe in one or two quarters we will be using 100% for...
Not one or two quarters, it will happen another even 10 days time also. Even this, because this is the peak generation, we want to have... Because after one or two quarters, there will not be any generation. So we want to convert. The fact is already we got... See, this all already court has given direction to electricity board to convert into captive power. Already we got the order. Only thing now electricity board has to implement it.
Okay. So if we use the entire, then the green share will increase by how much? So
by another 10%.
Okay. And just to clarify again, we said the Karnataka limestone mine that we have, where we may plan to put up 7,500 to 10,000 TPD clinker line. So in terms of the grinding unit, it would be a 3 to 5 million ton that we may plan.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. In the 3 to 5 million tons. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone.
Looks like all the questions have been quite clear, I think. Hello?
Yes, sir. So there are no further questions. I would like to hand the conference over to you, sir, for the closing comments.
On behalf of Ramco Cements, we thank you for all the participants. We hope we have answered all the questions to your satisfaction, and I'll assure you we'll make all the efforts for the further growth of this company, and will not lag behind any of the group in our growth path.
Thank you very much, yeah. And wish you all the best. We can end the call now. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for your valuable input. That concludes this conference call for today.
Sure,
thank you for joining us.
On behalf of Mandiwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.